I love hearing from listeners, and this summer I got an unexpected treat when I received an email from Sarah Carlson. She wrote, "My sisters and I were avid listeners of your program growing up in the Duluth area in the 1980s and 90s. I remember sending you little illustrations of birds along with a letter or two. My sister Kate even asked you about a robin she saw in winter. You reassured her that it was indeed likely a robin, which brought immense comfort to her within our questioning family." Sarah continues, "Now I'm 40 years old and raising my two children in Duluth to love the birds and nature. We homeschool and therefore spend a ton of time outdoors. Now my daughter Britta, who's 8, is learning to identify birds. Other than a distrust of pigeons and our squawking laying hens, she realizes the importance of all birds in the circle of life. She just finished reading the entire Little House series of books and absorbed a lot of Laura Ingalls Wilder's bird observations in the 1880s. My son Odin, who's 5, fills up the feeders and gathers the chickens' eggs. He can identify some bird songs and says his favorites are the chickadee, ostrich, and ruffed grouse. We have gotten several of your books, and thank you for educating us." A few weeks ago, I heard back from Sarah. "I wanted to send you one more message letting you know we've subscribed to your blog and love looking at all the photos and information of all your bird species. What a life list and adventures you've had rehabbing birds and traveling." Today, while she had her binoculars out, spotting a male cardinal and several chickadees, Britta remarked, "I wish I could fly. I'd soar with the hawks in the sky." Britta is drawing birds looking at photos from your books. We also got a book about Roger Torrey Peterson and are learning about Charles Darwin's documentation of evolution, studying the finches' beaks. All very interesting. Thanks again for all your work and teachings. Sarah told me that Britta, her bird girl, has two favorite birds, the chickadee and pileated woodpecker. Britta likes chickadees because, quote, "they're such cute little birds, and I like their little black cap. They should be the Minnesota state bird because they are so common and live here all winter long, and I've almost had one land on my hand." I'm inordinately pleased that both Britta and Odin named the chickadee among their favorite birds. Like Britta, I placed the pileated woodpecker among my top birds, too. Britta says she likes the call of the pileated woodpeckers best. She thinks they are the most beautiful birds in the northern forest. I also like Odin's choice of ruffed grouse. That's a pretty cool bird, too. I like Odin's broad world view, including the ostrich among his favorites. I've been to Uganda once, but not to Kitipo National Park, the one spot in the whole country where ostriches live. I hope I can go back to Africa someday. I still yearn to see wild ostriches, secretary birds, and zebras. Like me, Britta thinks about both species of birds and individuals. She named the male pileated woodpecker at her place Pilly. She calls the chickadee she sees in her yard Chee-Chee, and the others are Chee-Chee's friends. It is ever so rewarding to realize that people who started listening to For the Birds as children became more aware and more fond of birds, in part because of me, and that now as grown-ups, they're sharing this love for birds with their own children. My tombstone will probably read, "She blathered about birds." It's lovely to know that some people appreciate those blatherings. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.